Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace. Go in the Holy Spirit's power. Sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to the Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship in Rancho Cucamonga. I am Pastor Dave, and it's a real blessing to be here, to be speaking to you today. I'm going to take a little bit of a break from doing the Book of Acts. We've been studying the Book of Acts on the radio here, and the Holy Spirit has just put it on my heart to share a little bit of my journal. And I know that many of us have been struggling with fear, doubt, and we need strength. And so just this past few weeks, I've been looking up passages on strength and strength that we need to go forward, strength that we need to go out. And I want to share a few verses and maybe just part of my own journal writing today. So this is going to be a little more personal than just a message that I would preach from the Book of Acts. Next week, we'll jump back into the Book of Acts. I'm going to be all over the Bible today. If you have a Bible, I'm going to ask you to flip along with me. If you need these Bible passages, I will send them to you. You can email me at PastorDave@TheSeedChristianFellowship, and I will email you all these passages on strength. This is my own sharing. This is my own devotional. I just need a lot of strength. I don't know about you, but I need a lot of strength. I need a lot of strength to just continue to do what I'm doing. I need strength to go out. I need strength to, just to go forward. Let's have a prayer before we go to God's Word. Lord God, we just give thanks for this day. We give thanks that you give us strength for each day. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. So sharing personally, what I do is when I need help, I wrote the word strength down in my journal. And then I went to my concordance and I started looking up passages on strength. And one of the very first verses that I found, or the one that I wrote down, comes from Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 24 and 25. And I'll read these passages. It says, "About Asher, he said, 'Most blessed of sons is Asher. Let him be favored by his brothers, and let him bathe his feet in oil. The bolts of your gates will be iron and bronze, and your strength will equal your days.'" Your strength will equal your days. And I stopped there, and I thought, oh God, I started praying, God, give me strength equal to my days. And then I did a little research, and this is where Moses is blessing the 12 tribes as he is about to die, and he's blessing all the tribes and the tribe of Asher. Well, we don't really talk about the tribe of Asher. Did you know that the Asher is a Hebrew word and it means happy? So this is the happy tribe. Boy, do we need to be happy. And so he says to Asher, you're blessed and all of your sons will be blessed and you're going to bathe your feet in oil. In essence, that's the oil of the olives. He's going to be fertile and there's going to be oil for them. And then he says, the bolts of your gates and iron will be bronze. You'll have security. But what struck me in that reading is your strength will equal your days. Your strength is equal to your days. I don't know what your day is like. I don't know what tomorrow will be like, but I get up in the morning and lately I've just been praying, Lord, give me strength equal to my day. I don't ask for strength equal to my tomorrow or the next day or the next month. It says, you know, in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, he says, who can add a single day to their life by worrying? Boy, do we worry a lot. Well, I'm talking about myself. Sometimes I worry. And so this passage in Deuteronomy 33:25 says, God's going to give me strength for my day, or strength equal to the day. There's, the Lord's Prayer, which many of us pray each Sunday in church. Our church prays it every Sunday. We pray the Lord's Prayer, and there's a little petition that says, give us this day our daily bread. Well, You know, when we take our daily bread, we have strength. And I'm going to pray that you would just begin your day or maybe even end your night when you go to bed and say, God, give me strength equal to my days. Give me strength equal to my days. A simple prayer and a simple practice, but boy, what a powerful thing. I've learned in my life, in my devotional life, and all the years of ministry, that we all have problems. And I'd ask you to raise your hands. Of course, if you're driving or working, you can't raise your hand. I can't see you. But all of us have problems. And when I have a problem, I go to the Bible, and I find a passage that gives me a promise that I can stand on. And then when I go to the Bible, I look up a passage like what I'm doing here. I have a problem. I need strength equal to my days. So I started looking up all the passages on strength. And so listen, here it is. Problem, go find a passage that gives you a promise that you can ponder, you can personalize, and you can proclaim. There's a simple formula. That's what I wrote in my journal. Problem, passage, promise, ponder, personalize, and proclaim. I found this passage in Deuteronomy 33:25 this past week, and it just transformed my week. Actually, it transformed my days, because the promise is that God is going to give me strength equal to my days. There's an old song, How Firm a Foundation, and I'm just going to read part of the chorus. It says, in every condition, in sickness and in health, in poverty's veil or abounding in wealth, at home or abroad, on the land or the sea, as the days may demand, shall my strength ever be. Wow. Do you know that the tribe of Asher is hardly ever mentioned in the Bible, except for when we get to Luke chapter 2, verse 36 and 38? And I'm just going to read those verses. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. Wow. So here, Asher is found in Deuteronomy. Also, Asher is found when the son is born in Genesis 30, 12 through 13. And so he's part of the happy tribe. And so in Luke 2, it says, there was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel in the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying, coming up to them. This is when Mary and Joseph bring Jesus to be blessed. They're there, and Anna comes up. She gave thanks to God and spoke about the child, Jesus, to all who were looking toward the redemption of Jerusalem. I'm going to give you a couple promises. The Lord promises strength equal to your days. And when we belong to Christ, we belong to a happy tribe. Boy, do we need a little happiness in this world with all the things we're facing. When we belong to Christ, He is our prosperity and protection. That's what Deuteronomy 33:24 and 25 says. Don't forget that beneath us are God's everlasting arms. The great preacher Charles Spurgeon, in his sermon based on this text, said, the same God who guides the stars in their courses, who directs the earth in its orbit, who feeds the burning furnace of the sun, and keeps the stars perpetually burning with fires, the same God has promised to supply thy strength. As the days, so shall your strength be. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know where you're weak at. But I do know one thing, where we can find strength. We can find strength in God to face our days. In 2 Chronicles 16:9, going on with my verses that I was looking up, it says, for the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. You have done a foolish thing, and from now on, you'll be at war. I wrestled with that, but it says God's looking throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed. I'm going to tell you right now, I wrote in my journal, God, don't let me be half-hearted today. Don't let me be wishy-washy. Don't let me doubt when I can stand on the promise. When I was facing a problem this week, I found that passage, and I found that promise that God's looking to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed. I'm praying right now that you're going to commit your whole heart to God so that he can strengthen you. One of my favorite verses is Nehemiah chapter 8, and it's found in 9 and 11. And Nehemiah has come back and rebuilt the walls, and they're surrounded by his adversaries. And Nehemiah is the governor, and Ezra is the priest and the scribe, and the Levites are together. And Ezra is instructing them, and he said, "This day is sacred to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people have been weeping as they listened to the words of the law." And then in verse 10, Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is our strength." Boy, I wrote in my journal, I said, "Give me joy." I even started singing that old song, and I'm not going to sing it to you, but joy, joy, joy down in my heart. When we have the joy of the Lord is our strength. In Isaiah 30:15, I'm just sharing my journal passages this week because I think there's someone out there today that needs strength. Isaiah 30:15 says, "In repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength." In repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength. When I was sitting, writing and praying, I drew a cross in my journal. And I wrote repentance and rest on the arms of the cross, repentance and rest. When I need repentance, I come to the cross. Yes, I fail, I sin, just like you fail and sin. And I wrote, "God, I need some repentance." I started repenting and I found rest. And then in quietness and trust. And on that arm of the cross, I put quietness and I settled my heart. I'm going to challenge you, turn off your TVs. I'm not going to tell you to turn off the radio right now because I'm speaking, but if you want to, great. Turn off your radios, turn off your iPhones, and turn off your electronic equipment. Turn off everything and get quiet. Get quiet. Spend 1 minute without any electronics. I would encourage you to take 5 minutes. The horizontal is the quietness and the vertical is our trust. You've been listening to The Seed of Faith brought to you by The Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and I'm just sharing some personal thoughts from my own journal today because I needed strength this past week. I had to fly back to Illinois and fly home in 1 day almost. I was there less than maybe a little more than 24 hours. I was overwhelmed with some problems. I don't know about you. When problems come, I go to the Bible and I find a passage and then I find a promise in that passage. So here's my P's. When I have a problem, I go to a passage and I find a promise and I ponder that promise and I personalize that promise and then I proclaim it. I write it down. I write it down so I can memorize it. I wrote down Isaiah 30:15, "In repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength." And I wrote down, "God, I want to be quiet for a few minutes." I turned the TV off, I turned my radio off, I turned my music off, I turned everything off, and I sat with God. Do you know how the ending of that verse is in Isaiah 30:15? He says, "But you would have none of it." I'm teaching Isaiah on Wednesday night at the church. We do it in person. We do it on Zoom. We have people Zooming in. We have people in person. But when you get the first 29 chapters of Isaiah, there's a lot of woes to the nations. And the northern kingdom falls and the southern kingdom will fall. And they don't want to turn to God. Boy, I wrote down in my journal, "God, I want to turn to you. I want to repent." You know what repentance is, really? It's just turning around. Stop doing what you're doing and ask God to forgive you, and you'll find rest. I don't know what you're struggling with. I don't know your sin that clings so closely, but I know a God who forgives. And all you have to do right now is ask God to forgive you and stop, turn around, and repent. And in that repentance, you'll find rest. And then you'll find this quietness and trust. It'll be your strength to go forward. One of my favorite passages is Psalm 46. I'm going to read the whole psalm to you because I just love this passage. And the sons of Korah are credited with writing this psalm. And they believe that this psalm was written when the southern kingdom was being surrounded by the Assyrian army, and the Assyrian army mysteriously, 185,000 soldiers die in one night, and the Assyrians retreat. This is around 726, 720 BC, and the southern kingdom doesn't fall. But a few years later, 586, the southern kingdom will fall because they don't find quietness and rest in God. But anyway, Psalm 46 is written to celebrate this victory, and it says, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam with the mountain quake with their surging, Selah. There's a Hebrew word right there when you read your psalms. I would encourage you to read your psalms. I read five psalms a day and a chapter of Proverbs a day. The psalms are for heart wisdom, and the Proverbs are for head wisdom. And Selah, you'll see that a lot in the psalms. It's S-E-L-A-H, and it's a Hebrew word. They don't really know what it means. Some scholars say, well, it's a musical interlude because it's a song. And so, how you have a little musical interlude between verses. Others say, well, maybe it's just to pause and calmly think about that. God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in trouble. Oh, God, we need you. We need you in this nation. We need you in our families. We need you in our schools. We need you in our churches. We need you in what's going on in the world, in Afghanistan and in Middle East and South America and Africa. We need you, God. You're an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, Selah. Pause. Calmly think about that. Verse 4, there's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in an uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Just pause. Know that the God of Jacob is our fortress. Verse 8, come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he's brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. One of my favorite verses, be still. Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted on the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Wow. That psalm was written to commemorate Judah's deliverance. I went, when it says God is our refuge and our fortress, our strength, God is our refuge and our strength, I started writing down where God is our refuge. Do you know that the psalms are full of that word, refuge? God is our refuge like a rock. Psalm 18:2 says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Psalm 71:3 says, be my rock of refuge to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. So God is a refuge like a rock. 2, God is a refuge like a shield. In Psalm 18, verse 30 and 31, it says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. I love that. Listen, God's word is flawless. If you don't have a Bible, I'll send you the flawless word of God. God is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is our shield for all who take refuge in him. God is a shield right now. If you're struggling, take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord, and who is the rock except our God? God is a refuge like a tower. Psalm 61:3 says, "For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe." Number four, God is our refuge like a shelter. Psalm 31, verse 19 and 20. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you bestow in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from the intrigues of men. In your dwelling, you keep them safe from accusing tongues. So God is a refuge like wings. Psalm 57, verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me, for in you my soul takes refuge. I take refuge in the shadow of your wings until this disaster has passed. Personally, I'm going to share a story. Back in 1992, I was struggling with trying to discern whether to quit my businesses and go to seminary. And I was really struggling with it. I had three children in high school. I had two businesses. I was running two Goodyear stores. I was a general manager of a GM franchise. I had everything I wanted. But God kept nugging at my heart, tugging. And one day at my store in Dixon, Illinois, someone came in and used our bathroom, and they left a Bible card in the bathroom. And it was Psalm 57, verse 1. And it's, "Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me, for in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until this disaster had passed." And I was struggling with a lot of things during that time back in 1992. And the Holy Spirit told me, take refuge in God. And yet, I was two more years before I decided to quit the businesses and change careers. I don't know what you're struggling with, but I can tell you if your soul is struggling, let it take refuge in God. Number six, real quick, God is our refuge like a fortress. Psalm 59, verse 16 says, "And I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my rock in times of trouble." I love Psalm 91. "Those who dwell in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." Martin Luther, the great reformer, in 1527, he fell into a deep depression after learning that his very, very good friend, Leonard Kaiser, had been burned at the stake. Martin Luther sat down and wrote one of the greatest hymns of the church. I'd encourage you to go YouTube it. "A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper he amid the flood or of mortal ills prevailing." We are surrounded by the fortress of God. The fortress is outside us, and the fortress is inside us if we've accepted Christ. Listen, God is our help. God is a present help. God is a very present help. God is a very present help in trouble. I need to wrap it up here, but I want to remind you that God is our refuge like a rock. He's our refuge like a shield. He's our refuge like a tower. He's our refuge like a shelter. He's our refuge like wings. He's our refuge like a fortress, a mighty fortress. Run to him, friends, and you'll find rest and quietness and strength. Let us pray. Lord God, we give thanks that you're our rock, our shield, our refuge. Be with us this week as we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God loves you, and so do I. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. Or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave, because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.